For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team, a 3-3 tie with North Dakota on Friday night. We'll look for a win in the series tonight, joined by Eric Martin. Eric, puck has found you an awful lot last handful of weeks. You got to be in the right spot at the right time, obviously. But what, in your mind, has been the biggest change in your game from day one when you walked onto campus till now, as far as playing more of a 200-foot game now?
You know what, I think when I came in, I was raw and I was young, and I don't think I had like a complete game really. I think, you know, when I was in junior and midget and whatever, I was just always an offensive guy. That's what I was known for. And I think when I came here, I kind of had to learn how to play away from the puck, play in the defensive zone and everything. And like you said, I mean, it's a testament to Tom and Wentz and just how like their coaching, and they've just changed me as a player. And I honestly think that it's for the best. And I like how they trust me in situations and penalty kill and 6-on-5, 5-on-6, anything like that. So I think I just stay into the plan, stick into playing Beaver hockey, and just listen to Tom and Wentz.
Trust me, you're not the only guy that comes in as a freshman that has that same feeling. But how hard is that to just kind of reset yourself? You've been playing the game a certain way for your whole life.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. You got to come in, and it's like when I'm in junior, I'm relied upon so much for offense, and I'm playing power play and first line and stuff. And then I come here, and players are older, bigger, stronger. And then we got guys like Owen and Icy. And I mean, just watching those guys play, I think I learned so much just from watching them. I mean, like they're the epitome of Beaver hockey. And I think that just learning from those guys helped a lot, honestly.
2 weeks ago at Northern, I had you in the three stars on Saturday night. I'm like, there's no way I can leave him out of here. And for forwards that don't score to get in the three stars, that is kind of hard. Defensemen who make a couple of great plays, yeah, that's an easy decision. But it seemed like the puck came to you and you just moved it a zone at a time. You don't need to make the big play. Again, super noticeable. How much more instinctual is it now than having to think about that part of the game?
First of all, thank you for that, by the way. But I think, honestly, like, it's probably just instincts. I think, I don't know if I was maybe the smartest player when I came here. I was maybe a little bit risk-reward, I would say, was my game. And
again, not the only one that's ever done that as a freshman.
Yeah, and I think just sticking and just trusting in Tom and Wentz's process. I mean, the proof's in the pudding. I mean, two NCAA championships in the last 3 years – or tournaments, sorry. Well, would have been two, I guess, and then – you know, last year we're one goal away from it, so I think it's just testament to that and just putting the work in every day.
All right, on to the game Friday night. Boy, that second period was rough. You guys weathered the storm. How important was that?
Yeah, I think even last year, I think our second period was always, like, seemed to be our downfall. And I think there was a lot of times we were just stuck in the D zone for extended periods of time, like over a minute, minute and a half. And I think we just – I don't know if it's a little bit like we come in after a 2-0 lead and we're a little content with it. I'm not sure what it is, but it's just I think we really got to make sure that the first 5 minutes of the second we set the tone. And I mean, they kind of dominated us in the second, honestly, and it showed a lot. And they had three goals in the second, was it? Yeah. So I don't know. It's just I think it's not like we're unfocused or anything like that. I think we just come in 2-0, we're pretty hyped up, and then come out, and then they scored an early one, and we played a little flat. So I think we just got to, after the first 20, keep it going, next 20. We got to play a full 60 minutes. You can't just play 40 or 20 or whatever. It's just not going to work in this league.
You know, you get a non-conference basketball game. You watch some of these holiday tournaments now, and there's very little defense being played. It's just all offense and let's go. And there is nothing different between a conference game and a non-conference game at Division I hockey, is there?
No, not at all, especially when you're going against North Dakota. I mean, I think you know what you're getting every night you play them. I mean, they play hard and fast, and they're skilled. And I mean, it's a testament just to this league, Division I. I mean, every single team has a chance to win any given night. And I think it'll be fun to play in the Ralph tomorrow and play that away game. It'll be packed house, so that'll be good.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Chelsea.